Did you get your juice? Did y'all get those tacos? You gonna get the tacos? I ate them all already. It's all right. Bless God. Get your Bibles. Hold on. Before you get your Bible, let me read this, what the Lord gave me in the past couple of weeks, and I finally put it to paper last night. Well, actually, to Facebook. Let me read it to you, and then we'll jump into the Word. The first thing I want to share with you is this particular Word is something that the Lord has placed deep in history for such a time as this. Amen. Trey, are we recording on video? We good? We recording on? Amen. All right. I want to get started with this here. It says, when God begins to move, he leads his people by way of signs in the heavens, either by a cloud, by a pillar of fire, or by any means necessary to get the attention of his people. Psalms 19 states that the heavens declare his glory and the stars his handiwork. Beloved, we are about to step into the alignment of God where his glory will be displayed in the heavens above and the heaven that is at hand, where the very firmament will confirm his word, what is being released in the earth. When Jesus was about to be born, the king ordered a census, a tax, so that all the families had to return to their home, to their homeland to be accounted and taxed, which in turn brought Jesus to the city of David in order that the word of the Lord would be confirmed. The shepherds were visited by angels to declare the birth, and the Magi saw a sign in the heavens above. The sign in the stars was the alignment of two planets, Venus and Jupiter, along with the other stars and galaxies that formed the perfect picture of the virgin birth of a son. Venus means kingship and the Messiah. Jupiter means virgin birth. In the book of Revelation 12, verses 1 through 5, states in the word of God his intention. Verse 1, a great and wondrous sign appeared in the heavens. A woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out with pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child in the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son and a male child who will rule over the nations with an iron scepter. These signs in the heavens declare God's glory and the stars his handiwork. The astrological timetable proves of these planets aligning during the time of the birth of Jesus. The alignment of the planets, moon, and stars point to a time in which God desires to prove his word. Beloved of the Most High, I tell you this. We are about to see some pretty amazing glory being released in these next few years. There will be showers of blessings in many different ways. Healings, restoration, reconciliation, miracles, and demonstrations of power-working miracles. The urgency and hunger for the supernatural realm of God will be at the unprecedented high. There will be multitudes of showers in the heavens, meteor showers, eclipses on both spheres to confirm his word. There will be financial shifts in the earth that will be purposeful for his divine plan. Resources brought from distant lands to our feet for our kingdom work. Visions and dreams will become more accurate with interpretation for guidance and protection. And so much more glory being displayed in the nation and its leaders coming into alignment with his divine plan. There will be an aligning of apostolic and prophetic voices to declare the strategies and the heart of God for this great nation. Surrounding allies that will hold up the arms of the spiritual leaders for the kingdom advancement will greatly be blessed with peace and favor in their parliaments, governmental affairs, and personal affairs. We are in his alignment for spiritual insemination, for kingdom advancement, and dominion. I want you to hear the word of the Lord and understand it by your spiritual ears and your spiritual mind, that God has intended for you to receive the very blessing that was written in his word. His intention is his final decision. God's intention is his final decision. God's intention is his final decision. Are you hearing me? When God intends to do something, he doesn't just do it haphazardly. He does it with things in mind that need to be fulfilled, that prove his glory and his deity of being God all by himself. He caused the earth and the moon, the stars, to align for a purpose. Beloved, we are being aligned and shifted into the kingdom, my God, the kingdom position for advancement. Now, I know many people are saying, well, we've heard shift, we've heard that this is the season, this is that. Maybe I'm here to tell you, not everybody that has ears hears. Not everybody that has eyes see. But those that hear the word of the Lord and move by way of the Spirit will move by way of destiny. Amen. If you would, I want you to go ahead and go to the next screen. Go to the next screen. I'm going to go into this and I'm going to try to remain calm as much as possible. As much as possible. We are shifting. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Get your Bibles. 2 Corinthians 5:17 out of the NIV. Go to the next slide, please. I want you to look at the actual definition as you're getting that ready for you on 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you have it, say amen. When you have it, stomp your feet. Still, some of you are still getting it. So I'll let you get to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And when you're there, say amen. Stomp your feet. We're getting there. We're getting there. All right. I want you, before we even get into that scripture, I just want to mark that place there. To shift is to move or to cause to move from one place to another, especially over a small distance. To exchange for or replace by another. Change. Second definition of shift is to change the place, position, or direction of, to move. To make a change in place. To understand shifting is to understand that God is getting ready to change from one place to another. He's going to shift you from one location to another, whether it be a short distance or even a long distance. If he shifts you from one location to another location, you're going to be okay. It's when we decide to make a change without hearing the word of the Lord. It's when we take it upon ourselves to do what we want to do and not what God has instituted for us to do. Because when God says it's time to shift, whether it's a small distance or a long distance, as long as he said it, you're going to be all right. Look to your neighbor and say, shift. All right, all right. Look to the other neighbor and say, are you shifting? Because we're getting ready to move. We're getting ready to move. Now you have your scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It reads, go to the next slide, next slide. If you don't have it, look up on the screen. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Say it again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has what? Come. The old is gone and the new is here. Lord, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it is true yesterday, today, and forever, that your word helps to change us, oh God, to being a new creation, Lord. Let us let go of the old to embrace the new in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they all said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. This is the end of 2017. It said, hallelujah. I'm letting go of something that's old to grab hold that something's new. I'm being shifted out of one place into another place. It may be a distant place, but it may be something even close by. I'm moving out of one to step into something new. I'm moving out of something I once knew to something I didn't know. I'm moving out of what I once had to increase to something I didn't have. I've got to be tested for the move. Are you being tested before the move? Is this you, God? I don't know. Is it hard? Is God. Is it difficult? Is God.
I had all Christians tell me, oh, when it's God, it's just smooth and it's easy. But I look over the course of the Bible, it tells me every patriarch and every matriarch went through hell before they got to their breakthrough. I look at Joseph, and Joseph had a dream. He had a seed, and he said within his seed, I was able to be in a palace. But this pit don't look nothing like the palace I saw in my dream. This don't look like what God said. My brothers were bowing down to me. Shouldn't have told your brothers. Not everything. Not everything that God has told you is supposed to be shared. Some of y'all are like, well, but if God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It could have been a different way for him to get there. God was going to get him to the palace. God was going to get him there. He just had a tendency to run his mouth. You know, like how most spoiled people are. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't do it. Sylvia, Daddy made him a special coat. A very special coat. It was from Armani. It was real nice. It was, special, tailor-made. And his other brothers, they got it from Solo Serve, and they got mad. Some of y'all don't know about Solo Serve, but, you know, Kmart. They got a Kmart. And I'm not bashing them. Hey, I love you. Love you. Amen. But then they got mad. Because. Well.
I had a dream.
Have you ever been around people like that? They would tell you, the Lord showed me this. And you're like, ooh, if I could. Bless God. Have people like that, but you see, when we start telling people what God has said, and then you start going to the hell, and it don't match up with what God said, it doesn't mean that God didn't say it. It says God's going to use what He gave you, and it may be insignificant at the moment, but He's going to shift it so you can get there. Lionel, you know I'm a young whippersnapper. You know I can still ball with all the best of them. I can ball with them. I went to go play basketball with all these young kids. Theo, man, I was looking good too. I mean, I was matching everything. Laces matched my shirt. Laces matched my shirt. I wear a bandana and a covered bandana matched my laces. See, when I'm getting somewhere. Just give me a minute. Y'all look at me, Pastor. Why you go left? Well, follow me, and you'll get back to the right. So, Lionel, I was dribbling down the court, you know, real smooth. See, y'all know about this. So I was dribbling, right? And I was good. We had three games. Played three games. Y'all think I'm lying? Yeah, it's Jaden. Hold on. Nah, we started half a game first. Someone always got to put me in check, right? Two games. I'm like, that's three games. And we're playing, and I'm going down the court like I got it back from the day, man. And you would think I would get hurt underneath the boards, banging with the big boys, these young whippersnappers. I got hurt passing the ball. Hey, no, man, come on. Passing the ball, you hurt yourself? That's the first thing they show you when you go to the basketball camp, like in fifth grade. How to pass the ball. You should have known better, right? Ah, I wanted to be like Magic Johnson. No, look. I went, my leg didn't go with me. I was feeling for the wall, mama. I'm out! I'm out! Josh, house, all the way down the court. Dad, just walk it off. I can't walk. Rose, why are you laughing at me? You're crying laughing at me like that. Your pastor hurt himself. Benny, but I was looking good, man. Even when that passed. It hurt so bad, Lionel. I got up against the wall. I said, uh-oh, something popped. Something popped. I felt it. And I felt that burn come all the way up. And the shabba-ba-ba-ba, shabba-ba-ba-ba. So I said, walk it off. I can't walk, dude. Watch what I fix next. Wait, I fixed my bandana. You gotta look good when you're going down. So the other guys come, you gonna play? You gonna play? Nah, man, I'm out. Take one of you guys out too, because I can't do this no more. So, scripture came to mind. You wrestled with God. Jacob, you walking out with a limp. So, I'm leaving the gym and I'm all defeated. Like, man, just passing a ball. I mean, one thing, I was going up for a shot, like, you know, somebody falling on somebody. This is wrong. This can't be happening to me. I got to preach Sunday. He says, how you like it when I shift you? I said, how is this you shifting me? You got to really speak to me, God. What do you mean you shifting me? Some shifts come into your life that are painful. That make you take notice that you're not what you think you are. Amen. I'm going to play ball again. Oh, I'm going to play ball again. But I ain't going to play like I was playing that day. I had a wonderful, beloved friend of mine on the phone tell me, you didn't stretch, did you? Why you got to go there, man? His name is Justice. It is something when Justice speaks to you that tells you you should have known better to do what you thought you couldn't do when you were young. You got to prepare now for where you're going. I said, Lord, you got a funny way of giving me a message. I got it now, right? I'm good? I can walk now? I was hurting. My wife looked. That's another thing. When your wife just says, you all right? Oh, man. She was calling me Limpy. Limpy, you all right? Limpy. So I have my foot up, and I'm getting back to it. Hold on, I'm getting back to it. Some of y'all people are like, man, he tells a lot of stories. But the whole Bible's about stories. I had my foot up yesterday. I'm good. It was a nice day, beautiful day. Wife gets ready, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to go run some errands. I'm like, where are we going? She says, you're going? Well, shoot, I'm going to look good. If I look good hurt myself, I'm going to look good being hurt. So we're out. What I'm trying to tell you is this, even though when God is doing something in your life that doesn't feel good, he's still showing you how good he is. He's still reminding you, I put that seed inside of you to be great. I put that seed inside of you to be different. It doesn't matter if those around you don't like you. It's because they're trying to kill the seed that's inside of you. You may think that you're being slowed down, but I'm tailoring me, this destiny for you. And that wherever you go, it's going to fit you like the bandage that goes around your leg
that will bring you the support to get you to where you need to go. I said, Lord, man, this is great. I didn't have to get hurt, right? How many of us want to go back in time and say, if I would have known now, back then, how much further we would have been? There's some things that are lining up, Asia. And when they line up, they just line up. When they shift you, they just shift you. There's nothing you can do about it. And I want to share with you something. Go to the next slide. Go to 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19. It's going to be 19, 20, and 21. If you don't have it, you can look up to the screen. But if you have it or you're taking notes, please take note. I'm going to show you something in Scripture that I believe that this is exactly where we're at right now in the body of Christ. Now, this is not a 2017, 2018. This is the word of the Lord for where the body is going and what we are to be doing. Okay? All right. Now, this is the story concerning Elisha as he's plowing for his father, right? Okay. Now, it reads, so Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak across his shoulders and then walked away. Before we go to the next slide, I want you to see something here. Elisha is doing exactly what he should be doing for his father. Are you hearing this? He is doing exactly what he should be doing as a son to the father that has a field that is plowing with 12 oxen. He is with what? The 12, government, part of the family. So he is there. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing in this season. Don't miss that. Are you doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing in this season? Are you at where you're supposed to be at in this season? Because what you don't want to happen, what if Elisha decided that day, I'm going to stay inside, I'm going to play Nintendo, Xbox One, whatever, and I'm not going to go plow the fields. We can't even get children today to go outside and mow the yard. I remember I would bring all these dogs home. They would follow me home. I'll take care of it, Mom. I'll take care. I'll pick up the poop. I'll clean it. I'll do all that. I didn't do it not one time. We can't even get kids to do what they're supposed to be doing for their parents nowadays. Don't worry. I'm going to help you kids in a minute. But this is what happened. He was in his position. He was in his position before the shift. As long as you're in position, the word of the Lord will come to you. But what I find very interesting when I begin to look at it, because the shift, here's the shift. Here's a son doing exactly what daddy said he was going to do. How many of you teenagers in here, look at me, teenagers, level up, stand up, level up, stand up. That's the teenagers in here. Stand up. Come on. Come on. Teenager, stand up, teenager. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. Yes. You too, Linta. That's right. I'm looking at you, girl. My granddaughter back here. I'm looking at you. I got you. Look here. How many of you, think about it, your parents want you to do something that wasn't in your heart for your future? Right? You're gonna go to school, you can get an education, and you're going to go and do great things, right? That's what they want. Everybody, we want great things, right? We want great things for our kids. But when they told you that, you said, you have a tendency to say, I go outside the lines. I don't know you. I don't know. What's your name again? Rihanna. Brianna. Oh, nice. Beautiful name. You have a tendency to look outside the lines. You're very creative. Very creative. You like to kind of push the envelope. That you? Is that you? Yeah. You kind of push that envelope a little bit like, we'll see what happens when I do this. Stay that way. That's how he made you. Watch this. Now, every time we continue to let our parents speak into our life and we don't rebel, we listen, we allow it, we begin to receive a blessing that comes from the father. From the mother comes the blessing, paternal blessing, right? Now, but deep down inside, you're like, I know there's something greater inside, right? Right? There's something greater. There's something that I really want to do. That's called your gift. The seed of God that he's given you. But deep down inside, you're like, I know there's something more. Yes, I'm going to go to school and get in debt. I mean, get an education. Okay. You guys can be seated. You guys can be seated. Be seated. Right? So we think that by going to school, this is what parents tell us, we got to go to school, get an education, get a debt, get a degree, I mean, get a, and go do great things. But deep down inside, there's something inside. He said, but that's not what I really want to do, but I know I should do because society says so, right? Now, I love parents, mom, dad, love you, God, love you, love you, love you. You are right 100% of the time. You're never wrong. Honor your mother and your father, and you have long days added to you. I'm going to shorten my life. I'll say it from a distance now. Now, the advice that they give us, I'm going to go back to you, Brianna. The advice they give us is the advice that was given to them, that worked for them in that time frame, in that era. Go to school, get an education, and you can get a good job. Nowadays, the education doesn't what? Guarantee you a good job. The degree doesn't guarantee you a what? Good job. What does guarantee you a good job is character, integrity, hard work, discipline, and honoring your mother, your father, and God in all that you do. That guarantees you a good job. Help myself not having to go to college, man. Whew. That's what happened. The Lord was speaking to me back then, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now watch. Now watch. So here is what Elisha's doing. I'm doing what my daddy told me to do. I'm plowing the field. I'm doing everything. But watch when the shift happens. The word of the Lord, the prophet is the word of the Lord. The prophet represents the spokesperson of God from heaven that comes to him. What was he doing in the process? He was doing exactly what he was told to do. As long as he was supposed to do it, he kept on doing it, right? When a shift enters into your sphere that's God, it'll shift you out of what you're doing at that moment to what he has called you to do for his kingdom. Y'all missed that one, Lord Jesus. Next slide. Watch this, watch this. Elisha, what? Left the oxen standing there, ran after Elijah and said, and first let me go kiss my mother and father goodbye. Honor mother and father. Integrity and character is displayed right there. Integrity and character is displayed. Watch what also takes place. Watch. Then I will go with you. Elijah, if I go back, but think about what I have done. What have I done to you? Basically, he gets mad at him. Like, we always get mad at young kids that they're like, I'll do it, but I'm going to do it in my time. You know, basically saying. Elisha still had that tendency. Wait, let me do this, and then I'll go. You know, Josh, throw out the trash. Wait, let me finish what I'm doing, then I'll throw. No, I didn't. No, I didn't, no. No. Okay, just example. He throws it out. Okay. Next slide. Next slide. So Elisha returned to his oxen and slaughtered them. He used the wood from the plow to build a fire to roast their flesh. He passed around the meat to the townspeople, and they all ate. Then he went with Elijah as his assistant. Watch this. What did he do? Can you imagine if he would have just left his father's oxen out on the field and left a vacancy that couldn't be fulfilled? He took care of things before he left. He put an end. When the shift came, he finished what he was called to do in that season before he shifted into his destiny for his next season. Are you hearing this? Because there is a celebration from one shift to another shift. From one end of one season to another. Those other people that got to eat the ox, my God, they said, I smell a barbecue. I hear some music playing. What is going on? Somebody, I'm invited to this barbecue? Sure, this must be the Lord. You see what happened? Is when you shift out of your season that you're in, there's always a celebration. It's how you leave is how you enter. You'll never leave without the blessing of God. You never just do it on your own. You mind your business in your business that you're doing, because the seed, my God, will be cultivated and fertilized at that appropriate time. When things come into alignment, you can't miss destiny. burned the wood. I get it. You're going to go ahead and kill the oxen. We're going to have a big old party. But why burn the yokes? Why burn the yokes? Why burn the instruments that you were using? So that he never had the opportunity to think back, what if? Don't go back. You go back, you're out of a job anyhow. He made sure that he ended well and did it right, and then he followed. He shifted. But before he shifted, the presence of the Lord put him in position. God told Elijah to go and anoint his successor, Elisha. But when he told Elijah to go do it, where was Elijah found? In a cave. I'm the only one left. I'm the only prophet. Now, there's 500 of them that I have hidden someplace else. But I need you to get your butt up and quit all this crying and pouting because a woman's after you. That's how men do it, you know. I'm just playing. Just calm down. But I need you to go anoint some people. You see, what happens is there's an alignment. There's a season and there's a time that he puts you in that very place to get you to your destiny. Now watch what happens is that Elisha lets go of the old so he can embrace something he knew not what was ahead of him. He just knew that's the prophet of God. I already read on Facebook that you already dealt with the prophet, you know, because they had back in. So I already read. It was tweeted out that you were dealing with all those prophets of Baal. He went from one distant land to another distant land for a shift. So when the young man of God, Elisha, knew what it transpired with the other prophets of Baal, he knew he was a true man of God that represented the true word of God. What happened? When the cloak was thrown on him, Elijah walked off. He didn't wait to see what God was going to do in his life. He thought he was done. Your transitional phase isn't over just because you have somebody else that you're raising up. It's only just begun. Are you hearing this? For too long, we've seen in church history where people are being promoted up in things, but they don't want to bring anybody along with them. They want to keep you down. They don't want to cultivate the seed that's inside of you. We all have a gift, a talent, and a purpose for the kingdom of God, and it ain't always preaching. It's not always out there in the streets yelling that you need Jesus if you're an evangelist. Maybe God wants to position you in offices that can make a change in the White House, make a change in the government, make a change in the judicial system. Maybe he wants you not just to be a teacher. Maybe he wants you to get on the board of directors and be a principal. Maybe he wants you to get on the board of directors in the school system so you can make change. We have to start seeing things differently than what we've been seeing it before. Because before, you're going to be a preacher, you're going to be a prophet of God. And then you got to look at them and say, no. You're going to be in the White House. You're going to be a governor. You're going to be in positions where God wants you to be so that we can make a change here on earth. Because things are shifting in the heavens to shift what's going on here on this earth. Are you understanding this? God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. But it's up to you to have ears to hear and eyes to see. If you don't want to hear and you want to go through the motions, you'll continue going through the motions. But when God begins to walk by and he begins to speak to you, it is time for you to take notice. Oh, this is a man of God. And whatever he says to do, look, I'm going to go take care of this and do this thing right. And then I'm following you. I don't care if you get mad. I'm doing things right. Are you hearing this? Because we have a lot of zeal, but when does wisdom come into play and tell you, go finish what you need to finish and do it right before you get to the next place? I may not like that I have to wait for you, but guess what? I'll get over it. You do what's right. History shows us that the ones that are getting mad are the ones that have to wait, right? Elijah got mad. What have I done to you? What I got to do with you? Got to the point like, you know what? God wants me to go over here. You stay here. He never wanted him. Have you ever had somebody that's like, I don't want you. I'm going with you. Stay here. I'm going where you go. Stay here. No, I'm staying. I'm going with you. They don't get on, your nerve. You know it would. Hi. Mosca. You know, mosca, fly. Get away. But you stay. Because you know that what's connected to the individual or connected to where God wants you is going to bring about the fertilization of the seed that's inside of you. I find it very interesting that fertilizer to fertilize seed, we think it's just that those little pellets. But the best fertilizer really stank. It's the manure. It's the poop that gets put all over you in order for that seed to be cultivated and to grow. If you don't want stuff around you that is stinking and thinking all around you, guess what? It's helping you to be cultivating that seed so you can get to where you need to go. You may not like it for a little bit, but guess what's going to happen? You're going to grow. You're going to sprout. And you're going to produce fruit. And then as you're producing fruit, let me help you. Not everybody that's around you is part of there to assist you. There are some suckers in your life that are going to try to kill that seed. There's a trimming process. You got to get rid of some stuff. Some folks that don't like your successes. Some folks that don't like the transition that you're in because they don't understand it. They want you by their side because they know what's on you is not in them. My God, today. And they want you there because as long as you're there, their fields are increasing. Their flocks are growing. But God says, I have a plan for you to get you to your destiny. I'm watching the seed that's inside of you. I got to put a little dung, a little poop around you. You may not like it. You may be in a place that's uncomfortable. But I'm going to draw it out. We've got seeds that have been dormant inside of you for too long. And people are saying, you're this, you're that. And God says, I've called you to greatness. I've called you to increase. I've called you to multiplication. I didn't call you to subtract. I called you to increase. And I called you to do great things, but you don't see the potential that's inside of you. I've got to have someone that sees it inside of me and tells you you're better than that. You're not going back to that. Burn the things of the old off. Burn it once and for all so that you don't go back. Renew the mind so that you can see the steps that I've ordered for you. So that you can walk it out and come to the place of destiny in your life. There's a seed inside of you that needs to be cultivated. And some of the cultivating process you don't want to go through because it hurts. It's painful. It stinks. It hurts. And it burns. People say, it's the fire of God came in the church service. The fire of God. Did you leave burned? Fire burns. But what fire does is it removes impurities. If the fire of God hit this place, you should be walking out feeling, my God, I feel lighter. Yokes were destroyed. Things that inside of me that were hidden and dormant for so long that I didn't want anybody to know about were burned away. Why burned away? So that you can't go back to them anymore. So I start thinking about Joseph. Joseph went through all kinds of hell just to get to the palace. Then he gets to the palace and he thinks, I've made it. That was just the beginning of a whole new type of attack. You remember, he had that Armani. And they had just come out with the new line of clothing. And Michael Kors showed up on the scene. Michael Kors showed up just as. So they put the new coat on Joseph. Since it was Michael Kors, not Armani, because Armani nobody really knows because it's a whole new different, it's a different change. It's a shift from the old to the new. So Michael Kors comes on the scene on top of Joseph. And now Potiphar's wife takes notice. Oh, you're looking sucking now. You had that old stuff before, but now you got something new.
You following me? You following me? You got something new in, because before you had that old stuff that was on you that you brought from a land that we didn't like here, because it's nothing that we like. We like things that are bigger and better. But you had something old that was on you. I wasn't paying notice to you at that moment. But now that you've changed, put some like a Kors on, put some of that cologne on, you're smelling and looking good. Come into my chambers. Joseph had that opportunity to say, shoo. No? Joseph said, oh, no. I know my authority. I know my position. Watch the shift. Watch the shift. I'm not going to take advantage of this. I'm going to stand my ground. So what happened? Potiphar's wife began to scream, ah, he's raping me. Oh, my God, he came on to me. Okay, so he gets what? Put back into prison. Back into prison. See, but what God puts on you, nobody can take off of you. Regardless of what lies come your way, whatever schemes come at you, it can't be taken off of you. It will always be distinguished no matter where you're at. It wasn't in the palace that he got recognized for the gift that was inside of him. It was in the prison that it was recognized that the seed that was given to him was to be revealing the truths and the secrets that only God knew. This, he knew how to steward. Watch this, watch. This is gonna bless you. It blessed me. Oh my God, it blessed me. Joseph, because he was so spoiled, he didn't have to work the fields like his other brothers. What he learned to do was how to manage the increase. So I'm getting all hot and bothered now. Here's that Michael Kors anointing. Watch this. What's been blocking is being removed.
Amen.
What's been blocking is being removed. I'm burning it off, and I'm creating a new avenue for you to receive it. The pressure is being removed off of your life right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear this by the Spirit of the living God. When I took my coat off and I looked, I heard that God was putting on you his coat. And he was going to bring an alignment within the family that was going to remove that which was blocking as a curse and is broken off of you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch this. It was in the prison that the seed was beginning to be cultivated. It was in the prison that they realized he knew things that others didn't know. Yes, the gift of interpretation of dreams is great, but that's not why Potiphar put him in the palace. He put him in the palace because he knew, oh, wait a minute. What is coming is going to affect everybody. Watch this. Potiphar wasn't worried about the people. Potiphar was worried about his money. You mean you got some way to figure out how not for me not to lose my money? Come back to the palace. Don't worry about my wife. I got her in check now. Come on, man. You got to really see this. Look, where's that camera? Look at me. Those of you that are going to be watching me on YouTube and watching me on Facebook, if you get a woman that is trying to hit on you as a man and the husband say, don't worry, what you got is more important to me than what my crazy wife wants to do, I'll put her in check so that I can have the fulfillment of what God wants to do in my life, bring you back into my house and put you as a ruler and authority in my kingdom, because I see the gift of God that is on your life. It doesn't matter how crazy my wife can be. I'm talking about the Bible, not my wife. But watch it now. I was playing with y'all. I got you. God wants to prove that it doesn't matter where you're at. He'll bring you to your palace. To your palace. That he'll move relationships aside and put religious views aside. Put your background and your history aside to make room for your future. Joseph came from dwelling in tents to living in a palace. And he knew how to steward what God gave him. And when that opportunity came, he used what God placed inside of him was the seed to increase.
I'm here to tell you, 2018, oh amen, we're turning the calendar year. I know where we're at. God is positioning his bride for his return. Please hear this, beloved. Please hear this. Look at the lunar cycle and look at the celestial things that are taking place in the heavens in 2018. Every single month in 2018, we will have meteor showers. That shower is a blessing here on earth. In 2018, the sun, the moon, and the planets will be the closest that they've ever been to the earth. The closest. And what took place over 2,000 years ago was the aligning of Jupiter and Venus is about to transpire again in 2018. Are you hearing this? There is an alignment for his people to see what he has in store. Watch this, watch. I'm going to share with you, this is how prophetic this is. There was a tax bill that was just signed, wasn't there? In this country. And it was signed before Christmas. A tax went out before the birth of Jesus to get people as a census back to where their homeland is. What does President Trump want to do? Get people back to their homeland. Don't get mad. If you don't like the views of what the president is doing, guess what? Your job isn't to like the views. Your job is to pray for the leaders God put in place. That's what your job is. Because when the kings came into rulership, he didn't tell the prophets. Only prophets are the Republicans. Or just the Democrats. Or if their views are this. He said, I need you to be a mouthpiece to the king that sits in office. Period. And you only tell them what I say, not your views or your opinions. A true prophet don't care what your background is, what your beliefs are, or this. This is what the Lord says. It's up to you to do what you need to do with it. Right? So we get a tax that takes place right before the birth, and it's concerning the tax all across the board. Jesus, as he's coming into this earth, is born in the city of what? David. Because the tax was issued. There is an alignment to get you to the place you belong. But that's not where it stands. It was the beginning process to receive what was coming to you from a distant land. Because when Jesus was born, the shepherds, watch this, the shepherds got visited by angels. You better hear this. We're about to have visitations like never before. Like never before. Then watch what takes place after that. From a distant land, wise men come, bringing resources. Bringing resources for the ministry. For the purpose of God. The plan of God. For the seed of God. I'm here to tell you that things are lining up for you. And what is coming to you are resources. Visitations. Watch this. And instructions for his plan and purpose. Amen. Do you believe it? I want you to stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. As you're standing to your feet, as you're stretching and letting the donut go all the way down to your stomach, it's okay. I want to remind you about another son. As you're standing and stretching, because you know we're young, and you stretch. There was a son that was doing exactly what the father told him to do. He was tending sheep. But it was the father that told him, I need you to go and take your brothers. Watch this. Your brothers. A basket. Bread and cheese. And take it to the battle line. You may be doing exactly what the Father wants you to be doing right now. But when that shift comes and that alignment comes, he's going to send you to a different line. He's going to send you to deal with that giant that's been taunting the very armies of God. He's going to send you with what you have in your hand. David didn't have a sword. David didn't have all of the army equipment with him. He had a slingshot and a rock. He says, what you have is what I'm about to use. But I'm shifting you out of being a shepherd boy, and I'm going to shift you to the front so that you will know you're going to be a king. I'm going to shift you out of where you're at right now on the backside of a mountain tending the sheep. You may get your brothers and your sisters upset because I shifted you from out there and brought you to the front. People are going to get mad at you. They're going to lie about you, going to talk about you. But when God shifts you, there's nothing you can do. Because he's anointed you as kings and priests. Amen. David was shifted from the field to a palace as a king. God is shifting the body of Christ. Watch as this word be confirmed in the heavens. Because the stars will confirm the handiwork of God and his word. Watch. There will be scientists that will say that they did not know and did not expect what's about to take place. And you'll know it because it will be publicized in magazines and in newspapers and on social media. Even the science is going to point to the glory of God. Amen. With your head bowed, your eyes closed. And you heard the word of the Lord today about the shift. But you feel like the fire is on you. You've been going through some things and didn't have quite an understanding of why you were going through it. And you know that was you. That you had a tough season. Even maybe it been just a tough month. God was putting that fire on you and putting that dung to fertilize that seed. Give me that instrumental. Now, if you know that is you, I want to pray with you. I want you to come to the front so I can lay hands on you and anoint you with oil for the destiny that is ahead of you. Yeah, you can go ahead and cut that off. Both of them as well.